So we want to get a sense of how people outside of Iran are getting information about what's going on in the country. One of those ways is BBC Persian TV.
موسیقی و بیشتر از موسیقی. تلویزیون فارسی بی بی سی.
Joining us now is Kazra Naji. He's a specialist correspondent for BBC Persian Television in London. He's also the author of the book Ahmadinejad, The Secret History of Iran's Radical Leader. Kazra, thank you so much for being part of The Takeaway this morning. Have to ask you first off, you are a very famous Iranian journalist. What are you doing in London?
Well, I would have loved to be in Tehran at the moment, but the authorities in Iran are not allowing us to report from Iran. Nobody from the BBC Persian Television is given accreditation to work from Tehran. So in the end, I have ended up here, staying here, monitoring the events from London.
Now, as a Persian speaker, as a Persian broadcasting service, you have incredible access. But what are the challenges of getting this story together and then broadcasting it back into Iran?
Well, when we started at first, given the fact that the authorities were not going to give us accreditation to have a correspondent in Tehran, we thought it's going to be difficult because our access to information is going to be limited. But in actual fact, in practice, it has been a lot better than we expected. We're getting a lot of telephone calls. We're getting a lot of information. BBC has correspondent in Tehran. There are agencies in normal times, Reuters, AP, AFP, they're all there. We're getting information and pictures from all these places, plus the fact that we have a very popular interactive program during which it's an hour a long program during the day when people ring in from throughout the country to talk about a certain subject that is the topic of the day. And this has been an incredible success in the sense that we're getting opinion and information from these people from throughout the country about these. One thing that stuck in my mind was when the fiasco in Gaza was underway, and we were getting telephone calls from various towns and cities throughout the country for and against Israelis, for and against Hamas and the Palestinians,
so
and a major and very lively debate.
Let me bring you back to this particular story. Getting information from your audience. Tell me one story that's actually stood out in your mind.
Well, in the last few days, we've had callers from Iran telling us about what's happening in their localities. Like, you know, we had calls from Shiraz saying that, you know, there's a demonstration outside my door and this is what's happening kind of thing. And we've been getting quite a few of those. And, of course, you have the YouTube, you have the Twitter, you have the Facebook, you have all that. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Communication in Iran these days, during the days of troubles in Iran, is limited. Like yesterday, we had this huge demonstration in Tehran, and we didn't have that much information from the actual scene of the demonstration because, A, mobile phone networks had been cut off, their electricity had been cut off, and this is a huge demonstration, so it takes you a long time to walk towards a place where you can get in a car and go to some place where you can actually make a phone call. SMS, short message system, has been cut off, and dial-up system of the internet is very difficult to get through, and when you do get through, the speed is so slow that it's a torture to upload anything, but nevertheless, people do.
Kazra Naji is a specialist correspondent for the BBC Persian Television Service in London. He's also an Iranian journalist. You were in Tehran in 1979, so we need to get you back to talk about that experience and the similarities between now and then. But for now, Kazra Naji, thank you very much for joining
My
us.
Pleasure.
It's interesting, the challenge there, because the government is able to weigh in these social media as well as citizens.
Well,
so it's difficult to sort through.
Exactly. How do you know who's tweeting
Indeed.
To you?
Indeed.
You're listening to The Takeaway with Femi OK and John Hockenberry.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.